Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Pod Populi.
Podcast for the people.
The Great Love Debate. It's the Great Love Debate.
The Great Love Debate. It's the Great Love Debate.
Hi again, everyone. It's Brian Howie. Welcome to The Great Love Debate, the world's number one dating and relationship podcast. Since 2015, I am here in the very fine studios of Pod Populi, podcast for the people. I'm at the one in Miami Beach. Miami Beach, if you have the means, you should come to Miami Beach. It's very nice, especially the time of year when I record this. So you get just me again today, although I have Christian and Haley running the board, which is better than me last week. Say hi, Christian and Haley.
Hi.
There we go. I don't like to do a couple in a row of just me, but I wanted to talk about something that was, I don't know, kind of too hard to shoehorn into a guest because it's kind of abstract and you guys might sit in there saying, wait, what? Huh? What's he talking about? That's probably better to let you sit with it or rewind and, I don't know, listen again in your free time than have some guests sitting here for the purposes of saying, I have no idea what you're talking about. Although perhaps there's some value and some merit and some degree of entertainment in that. So, c'est la vie. So I was watching some congressional hearing recently on some such matter. And I wasn't watching it for political reasons. I was watching it for procedural ones because I like the how the congressional sausage gets made. Excuse me. And there's always some moment in these things. Sometimes it's quite a grandstanding moment that can be memorable or it can be historical. And it got me thinking about one of the most famous ones, one of the most famous questions and quotes that has come out of one of these things, at least in the last 100 years, even though it was slightly before my time and probably quite a bit before a lot of your times. And that's back during the Watergate hearings in the early 70s. It was like 73, I think this happened. And Howard Baker asked, what did the president know and when did he know it? And that was in reference to Nixon. So obviously history has been kind to that question and that quote because some variation of it comes up in almost every scandal or inquiry or investigation. But I wanted to bend that a bit to take a different and slightly more positive spin on it. I wanted to talk about the no. K-N-O-W, the word no, because it's such a simple word and it's such a used word. But I wanted to talk about what do we know about no, because no is rooted in so many layers. There's truth and perception and knowledge and feeling and awareness and all of it. So last year, or maybe the year before, I don't know. They all sort of blend together at this point. It's the eighth, ninth year of this. I did an episode that sort of touched on this. How do you know if this is the one? If this is the right one? But there's so many circumstances and variables when it comes to that word and that cognizance that I kind of wanted to do more of a deep dive on it. And as often happens with these deep dives that I do, sometimes we hit the bottom, sometimes we come up empty, sometimes I'm left gasping for air, and sometimes we discover something meaningful. So I don't know, but let's dive into no, K-N-O-W, not N-O. And I think I've explained in the past my fascination with that word and the concept. When someone gets engaged or someone tells me they're settling down with somebody. I always ask the guy, when did you know that this was the girl that you wanted to spend the next 50 years with? And when somebody gets divorced, I ask about it. It's kind of the same way, but the opposite. When did you know that it wasn't going to last 50 years? And I'm often horrified at the answers. They range from when we met to when he proposed to the honeymoon to I'm not sure I know that now. But I'm always curious because I want to discover the light bulb moment, the love and dating relationships. It should always be filled with light bulb moments, at least the spark that sort of kicks off the filament. So do light bulbs still have filaments? I don't know. Do we have a licensed electrician around here? I don't know. So there you go. That's what I'm looking for. I'm always looking for that aha, that first flicker of awareness. When you know, maybe not. I'm not sure if certainty when it comes to this is really relevant. It's more about willing to be open to the idea of it. That's the romance. That's the realization of something real. So I guess it on this podcast the other day, and the host, she asked me, she goes, when do you know it's right? The person, the relationship, the time. And I think she got extremely frustrated with me because I thought, quote unquote, right was the least interesting part of her question. She wanted out of me, she wanted some grand exposition on the concept of right. Is this the right person? Is this the right situation? Is this the right moment to be with the right person in the right situation? And I didn't care quite enough about right to really give her the answer because right to me had too many variables and was way too nebulous and dependent on too many other things. So I focused on the no. How do you know? What do you know? What is there to know? And I think that's where the juicy candy of it all lies. And that's why I want to take a big bite of that today. So we'll take a quick break because I know that makes the sponsors happy. So we will dive into the no. We will be back right after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we are back. So now let's get into the no. And let's start with the big one, the hard one, the complicated one. How do you know? I think you don't, or you can't, or I don't really care about the how, or even the what. I think you don't know. I think you never know. So I don't care about the who, what, where, how. I think you have to just focus on the concept of no, freestanding. Take that word out of all of it. Don't leave it with a question. And that's the feeling part. So I'm not talking about the gut. You guys know how I feel about that on this podcast. We've talked about that before. There's a lot of, I trust my gut. No, that's a lot of deja vu and revisionist history and all that involved with the trusting of the gut. The gut does not always know. So let's move up a bit. It's the heart that knows. And to me, that seems sort of fraught with emotion. But is emotion driving the knowing? Is that a bad thing? I don't think so. But it isn't quite focused enough because I think it's a brain thing. So yes, knowing something by definition does involve the brain. It's not quite intuition and it's not quite information. It's about you being able to assess a situation and basically thinking, this is what I think. And allowing yourself to make a declaration, consciously or unconsciously, right or wrong, that right now, this is what I know. And by that I mean allowing yourself to go to a place, good or bad, scared or hopeful, without total surety. Only with enough feeling and information and history or hope that you're like, I know this to be the case. 1,000% certainty, 100% accuracy, probably not. Those are sort of secondary. In this moment, in this relationship or situation with this person, I know this to be the case. Right or wrong, this is it. And I think that matters, allowing yourself to go there. I'm not sure kind of sucks. It's no man's land. An absolute certainty kind of sucks because it leaves out the wonder and the wiggle room for additional information or stimuli. And you're really going out on a limb if you're absolutely sure. But if you go to the concept of knowing, I know this to be the case. I know this feeling. I know what I want. I know this with what this means. All of that. Isn't that the best? When you know is when you roll the dice. And when you know, it's when you allow your comfort zone to expand. So why do I think knowing doesn't necessarily have to involve facts or certainty? When it comes to this stuff that we're talking about, I think you never really have those. Or those things are kind of moving targets. When you know that you are willing to go to the unknown, whether it's moving forward with this date, person, relationship, situation, life, or whether you are making a decision based on your assessment and your perception that this is where to get off the ride, I know this isn't right, that knowing leads to not knowing because you don't know what's ahead and you don't know what's next. And you don't know what it all means. I don't know. It really means I'm not sure. And first of all, you're never sure. And secondly, not being sure, that's one of the most fantastic parts. I don't know. Well, know is part of the sentence and it's part of the equation. The very, very wise longtime producer of this podcast, the 2-time Emmy Award-winning Keiko, she once said, there's magic in maybe. And the first time I heard her say that, I was like, fuck yeah, that's awesome. I'm going to steal that. I'm going to use that myself. Knowing still has a whole lot of maybe in it. And that's the wonder, and that's the excitement, and that's the future, and that's what's in front of you. What do you know, and when do you know it? That's the intersection of anything and everything. And that's where you want to be. The wonder and the possibilities and the hope and the I'm 90% certain, well, that's the best it's going to get. And that on its own is the absolute best. That's when you know. That's how you know. Oh, you think you know? That's all that is. You think you know. And that's probably good enough. Maybe. Possibly. Probably. Hopefully. And if you convince yourself of definitely, well, now you know. Or at least you believe you do. And I think that's enough. Or more than enough. Remember that episode I did a few months back where I said, that's the girl. That was about the positivity of knowing. It's what I believed. Believe in that and belief in them and belief in the both. That's knowing. That's enough. Belle Biv DeVoe. Now you know. Anyway, as I mentioned last episode, our 10th season, 10 seasons of our live world tour is on the schedule and it is on sale. And the kickoff is February 16th, just in time to miss out on Valentine's Day. And speaking of that, this year, 2023. So if you're listening to this in 2025, irrelevant. But 2023 in your program is one of the best years for Valentine's Day if you are not in a relationship because it falls on a Tuesday. And Tuesday is the least social night of the week. When Valentine's Day falls on a Tuesday, you probably don't even notice it because you're not probably out. You probably go to work and you go home and you don't even think about it. If Valentine's Day falls on a Friday and a Saturday and you're out and you see all the couples dining and having fun, you feel bad. Tuesday, not so much. So you enjoy that. Every 7 years or so falls on a Tuesday. This is one of them. Tuesday takes the sting out of it. Anyway, Tuesday's Valentine's Day. Two nights later, our big show, So there's always a method to this madness. It's at the Boca Black Box Center for the Arts in Boca Raton, Florida. Like I said, it's one of our favorite venues. They always do a good job. Tickets are on sale for that. The next show after that is back in New York City for the, 24th time. We are heading back to New York and on and on and on. Go to greatlovedebate.com for tickets and information. Shoot me an email, greatlovedebate@gmail.com. I'd like to know what you think. So send me that. And most importantly, like, share, review, and please follow this podcast. All of that means a lot in the podcasting ecosystem because, as always, at The Great Love Debate, we never stop making love. See you next time.